Text 2 will begin in 1 minute. Use this time to read the questions for text 2. Text 2. Swim for Refugees. First reading.
Listen to this radio talk and answer questions 9 to 15. I am the voice you will hear, representing Gavin Smith. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our information session for Swim for Refugees. My name is Gavin Smith, and I am the volunteer coordinator here at Swim for Refugees. I hope that through finding out a little bit more about what we do here, you may be encouraged to join or support our organisation in some way. Swim for Refugees is a program teaching people from refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds in Perth, Western Australia, to swim. The program started in 2016 and is entirely run by volunteers. Since our inception, Swim for Refugees has taught almost 500 people vital skills and engaged over 150 volunteers. The Swim for Refugees program first came about after some friends and I heard from some lovely people about their experiences living in Perth as new members of the community. Loving to fish, but doing so in fear of a wave washing them into the open water, spending their newfound freedom lounging on the sand at the beach, but not having the skills to do more than splash in the shallow waters. Many people who come to WA seeking shelter and refuge come from places where they've never had the opportunity to learn to swim. Some have never even seen the ocean before. However, we are a water community, and we have some of the most famous beaches in Australia, and indeed across the world. Imagine having all of this at your doorstep, but not being able to access it or enjoy it because of fear and a lack of knowledge and skill. So my group of friends and I thought, what better way to welcome newcomers to our city, our country, and our way of life than teaching them how to swim? By doing this, we could help our new friends get involved with Western Australian culture and our community and form the critical life-saving skill of swimming to be able to join in our lifestyle safely and without fear. So, on September the 17th, 2016, the first Swim for Refugees program was run. The program provided free swimming lessons for refugees, ranging from children to adults. The first day, we had 15 volunteers, but only 7 people learning to swim. But by the end of the first run of the program, we had over 30 people coming every week to learn to swim. 7 years later, we are still an entirely volunteer-run community organisation. Our volunteers are the lifeblood of this program, and it is only because of their time, commitment and energy that we can do what we do. And we've now taught over 500 people how to swim and engaged over 150 volunteers. We run 2 8-to-10-week sessions each year, March to May and October to December. We run the program on Saturdays, and we offer free classes in the mornings and in the afternoons. We also run an activity centre with free pancakes and tea and coffee to share food and fun with our community and care for kids while mum and dad swim. During the classes, participants are taught the basics of safe entries into water, balance and buoyancy, kicking and paddling, and signalling for help. As many of our participants have never swum in a pool, river, or ocean before and have no awareness of the hazards posed by currents, rips, and floodwaters, we also teach water safety and awareness knowledge. As you can imagine, communication can sometimes be a little challenging, as we have people from all over the world who speak many different languages. But thankfully, our participants also help us with interpreting key words and phrases, so we can overcome those barriers. Most importantly, we haven't just taught hundreds of people to swim. We've built a strong community of people from all over Perth and the world. Our community is growing and growing, as many of our families return every year and bring their new friends and family along. So if you are here today and you would like to connect with people from different cultures and backgrounds and help build community, if you have a passion for swimming that you want to share in a positive way, and if you can see yourself being part of a program that makes a tangible impact on the lives of participants and volunteers, we welcome you to come and join us. Thank you.
Text 2, second reading.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our information session for Swim for Refugees. My name is Gavin Smith, and I am the volunteer coordinator here at Swim for Refugees. I hope that through finding out a little bit more about what we do here, you may be encouraged to join or support our organisation in some way. Swim for Refugees is a program teaching people from refugee and asylum seeker backgrounds in Perth, Western Australia, to swim. The program started in 2016 and is entirely run by volunteers. Since our inception, Swim for Refugees has taught almost 500 people vital skills and engaged over 150 volunteers. The Swim for Refugees program first came about after some friends and I heard from some lovely people about their experiences living in Perth as new members of the community. Loving to fish, but doing so in fear of a wave washing them into the open water, spending their newfound freedom lounging on the sand at the beach, but not having the skills to do more than splash in the shallow waters. Many people who come to WA seeking shelter and refuge come from places where they've never had the opportunity to learn to swim. Some have never even seen the ocean before. However, we are a water community, and we have some of the most famous beaches in Australia, and indeed across the world. Imagine having all of this at your doorstep, but not being able to access it or enjoy it because of fear and a lack of knowledge and skill. So my group of friends and I thought, what better way to welcome newcomers to our city, our country, and our way of life than teaching them how to swim? By doing this, we could help our new friends get involved with Western Australian culture and our community and form the critical life-saving skill of swimming to be able to join in our lifestyle safely and without fear. So, on September the 17th, 2016, the first Swim for Refugees program was run. The program provided free swimming lessons for refugees, ranging from children to adults. The first day, we had 15 volunteers, but only 7 people learning to swim. But by the end of the first run of the program, we had over 30 people coming every week to learn to swim. 7 years later, we are still an entirely volunteer-run community organisation. Our volunteers are the lifeblood of this program, and it is only because of their time, commitment and energy that we can do what we do. And we've now taught over 500 people how to swim and engaged over 150 volunteers. We run 2 8-to-10-week sessions each year, March to May and October to December. We run the program on Saturdays, and we offer free classes in the mornings and in the afternoons. We also run an activity centre with free pancakes and tea and coffee to share food and fun with our community and care for kids while mum and dad swim. During the classes, participants are taught the basics of safe entries into water, balance and buoyancy, kicking and paddling, and signalling for help. As many of our participants have never swum in a pool, river, or ocean before and have no awareness of the hazards posed by currents, rips, and floodwaters, we also teach water safety and awareness knowledge. As you can imagine, communication can sometimes be a little challenging, as we have people from all over the world who speak many different languages. But thankfully, our participants also help us with interpreting key words and phrases, so we can overcome those barriers. Most importantly, we haven't just taught hundreds of people to swim. We've built a strong community of people from all over Perth and the world. Our community is growing and growing, as many of our families return every year and bring their new friends and family along. So if you are here today and you would like to connect with people from different cultures and backgrounds and help build community, if you have a passion for swimming that you want to share in a positive way, and if you can see yourself being part of a program that makes a tangible impact on the lives of participants and volunteers, we welcome you to come and join us. Thank you.
Now answer questions 9 to 15.
This is the end of section 1. Supervisors, please turn off the sound equipment.